Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Tuesday. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
The Soldotna City Council recently reviewed a comprehensive road safety plan presented by R&M Consultants for the borough on Wednesday. The plan identified high-risk traffic corridors across the Kenai Peninsula borough. Developed through a federal Safe Streets for All grant, the plan analyzed crash data from 2018 to 2022, revealing that 74% of fatal or serious injured crashes occurred on just 4% of borough roads. Several locations in Soldotna made the top 20 priority list, including segments of the Kenai Spur Highway, Sterling Highway, College Road, and K Beach Road. Proposed safety improvements range from widening lanes and improving lighting to adding bike paths, sidewalks, and roundabouts. The study emphasizes pedestrian and cyclist safety, which council member Jordan Chilson, an avid cyclist, praised, noting his close calls on local roads.
Always encouraging to see our local governments making efforts to improve safety for pedestrians and cyclists throughout the community. And some of the areas that you've identified, I've actually had a couple close calls. I've been hit by a car in one spot. I've had another car come within a foot of me at full speed. So this is very encouraging to see the efforts made to discover any potential opportunity for improvement.
The plan now allows the borough and cities like Soldotna to apply for substantial federal funding. Anchorage used a similar plan to secure $25 million in federal safety funding. The action plan will head to the KPB Planning Commission and the Borough Assembly in June for adoption. With more news, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
It wasn't until I came to Alaska that I really started to pursue aviation. I started guiding for film crews, and I figured, you know what, I better start working on my flying here. This is something that is essential for being in Alaska and doing what I do. It just opens up a whole new realm to explore the vast beauty of Alaska. Only a small portion of it can you actually see from the road system. So the majority of Alaska is only available through aviation.
That's the voice of Daniel Bunker, one of the victims in Monday's fatal plane crash near Nanwalek. He was a former school employee at Paul Banks Elementary in Homer and deeply respected in the community. The 48-year-old Bunker, a Homer resident and the pilot of the flight, and 37-year-old Anchorage resident Jenny Miller were both killed in the crash. A third adult male survived and was medevaced to an Anchorage area hospital. Here's KPBSD Superintendent Clayton Holland on the loss.
Dan was a former paraprofessional at Paul Banks Elementary School, working with special needs students. He's a great man, loved by a lot of people in Homer, and he's going to be sorely missed, and the impact is going to be profound. Our thoughts and prayers are with everyone involved in that wreck, with our staff in Nanwalek, who were on the scene immediately and rendered assistance to everyone involved, and to Dan's family, and to the families of everyone else that was impacted.
The plane, a Cessna 205 operated by Smoky Bay Air, went down near the Nanwalek airstrip shortly after 2 p.m. on Monday. The flight had departed from Homer on a regularly scheduled commercial route. Troopers, NTSB investigators, and local responders arrived at the scene, and the crash remains under investigation. A magnitude 4.7 earthquake shook south-central Alaska and the Kenai Peninsula just after midnight Monday. The Alaska Earthquake Center says the quake struck about 18 miles south of Hope at a depth of 25 miles. The City of Kenai Fire Department is reminding residents to check for damage after any quake, especially gas leaks, electrical issues, and cracks in walls or foundations. Officials warn that aftershocks could still occur. Nick Sorrell, KSRM News.
Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.